welcome to the Revival Wire podcast. This is the host, Joseph Peach. And in today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about taking and giving spiritual correction, aka what I call eating and drinking with sinners. And this reminds me of when I was young and was playing baseball. And I remember I took a strike and I swung and I missed at the ball. And my coach, who was standing up near the third baseline, he called time and he said, "Hey, Joseph, come over here." So I hustled up over to him about halfway down the third baseline. And he said, "You keep swinging at the ball without moving your head. You got to watch the ball as it comes near your hands." He said this slowly and calmly without raising his voice, and then he demonstrated it. "Okay," I said meekly as I headed back to the batter's box. The next pitch came, and I turned my head with the swing, keeping my eye on the ball. My bat made connection with the ball, and it turned out to be a solid base hit. And reflecting on the story, I think that committing a sin is much worse than getting a strike. However, in my life, I've gotten almost as many strikes called on me as I've committed sins. But the point I want to make is that just as my swing needed correction, my sins also needed correction. And so does everyone else. We can try to correct our own sins, but oftentimes the guidance of someone else can help greatly. As evangelizers, we often find ourselves in the shoes of my baseball coach. We see other believers and non-believers attempting to live a fulfilled life. We see what's missing or what is not connecting. And even the Holy Spirit convicts us to tell them what's wrong. But how exactly do we tell them? My coach could have yelled at me from third base and told me what to fix on my swing. If he had done this, it probably would have made me feel more frustrated and would lead me to striking out. And I might even heard incorrectly what he was saying because of the distance. My coach could have possibly not even said anything and just watched me strike out. Yet he chose to call time and come halfway down the baseline and calmly tell me what was going on. The first step of assisting someone spiritually is meeting them where they are. Jesus did this. He ate and drank with sinners at their homes. He went to them. To effectively evangelize, we need to leave our homes, our comfortable bubbles, and hobbies. It is tempting to stay in our circle. Circles really feed and nourish us. Yet we need to share our faith, not for our glory or earthly purpose, but so that everyone can encounter God's love. We need to really cater the gospel message to the people in our cultures. We shouldn't water it down or preach a different message, yet we need to craft it in a way that makes a real impact. People tend to be very sensitive in our day and age, and so you can't come overtly over them and make them almost instantly reject you because of the way you say. So we have to craft it for them. Now, I'd say a good example of approach that worked was from Nathan the prophet when he talked to King David about his sin with Bathsheba and for killing Bathsheba's husband Uriah. And Nathan, he confronted King David with a parable about a rich man who unjustly took a poor man's beloved lamb. David was outraged by this and he condemned the rich man, unaware that he himself was the subject of the parable. But then Nathan revealed that David's actions against Uriah and Bathsheba paralleled the rich man's injustice. This made David acknowledge his sin. And Nathan then prophesied the consequences for David's household. that the child from the illegitimate affair would die. And what we see from Nathan is he knew David well. And he could have come in guns blazing at David and saying, "You sinned against the Lord, you sinned against Uriah, you sinned against Bathsheba." But instead, he took a parable. He knew what would get David thinking. And David was a righteous man, even though he committed bad acts. But David had a good mind and good intellect. So Nathan knew that he had to hone in on that. So when we approach other peoples in our lives that need some guidance, some need correction, but that they don't necessarily know that they need that, we need to be able to cater it to them. And the perks of being in a relationship with them, already knowing them, is that we can kind of cater our message to their strengths instead of going at them where they could blow up or ignore us. We can kind of target that. So we need to establish our relationships with people first before trying to correct them and guide them. And we have to remember, correction and guidance is needed for all of us. So let us willingly take it and also convictingly give it to others. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you give me another listen another time.